A new CD pays tribute to a familiar music standby, the romantic Torch song. The disc is entitled Torch, and critic Jim Fusilli believes it proves there's new life in the old form.
What makes a great Torch song? It's the marriage of ballad, singer, and arrangement. And the story, which is love gone bad, of course. And it need be told with sultry pathos, with anguish on the verge of tears. On the new compilation, Torch, all the elements are in place. The difference is in the arrangements. Here they're mostly modern, hip, and in a deep, sensuous groove.
You might say that you need me no more. And you might say that we've been here before.
In a traditional Torch song, a Billie Holiday reading of My Man, for example, or When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge, the melody and arrangement bolster the singer and the heart-rending tale. One of the delights of Torch is to hear the same thing happen with complex electronic rhythms under romantic melodies. A pocket in a groove that blends jazz and electronica can build and build ever so slowly until it defines the singer's torment. But Torch isn't all trip-hop and spacey vocals. Cassandra Wilson and Elvis Costello bookend the compilation, with Wilson singing Neil Young's Harvest Moon, and Costello joining jazzmen Roy Nathanson and Cyrus Chestnut on Fire Suite 1. The juxtaposition of the traditional and the new validates the trip-hop cuts. On a version of Quiet Alone with Deborah Brown on vocals, the old and new not only meet, they merge. And that's the beauty of Torch. It tells us that the yearning to communicate the passion of a lost love is timeless, and that a good song is made better by a sympathetic arrangement, regardless of its musical category. It's especially true when that song finds the singer carrying a torch.
Torch, a Six Degrees collection of modern Torch songs, is the album our critic Jim Fusilli writes for The Wall Street Journal.